Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody. He loves you.
Sunday's best.
And we're encouraging everybody to call in and let us know what Sunday's best was. And that was the message for the day. So call us and let us know what the title of the sermon was, what the text was, and most importantly, who preached it. Amen. Where were you this Sunday morning when you heard the Sunday's best? Amen. So we appreciate that. So when the time comes, which I believe will be in a few more minutes, we're going to ask that everyone would call in and share with us. And don't forget that number to call in is 347-324-5569. 347-324-5569. And when you call in, don't forget to listen to the directions, which simply ask you to press 1. And that will cue us in that we do have a caller who wants to say something. So if you don't want to be cued in, you just want to dial in and listen tonight, just simply dial in. You don't have to press anything. But if you want to say something, please press 1, and I'll be sure to cue you in. Amen. We know many of our listeners are very excited tonight because we know that I believe this is the season finale of Sunday's Best. So I'm sure that many people are anxiously waiting, amen, to see what is going to happen tonight on Sunday's Best at the top of the hour at 8 o'clock. So I'm sure many people are excited. This is the grand finale, amen. So I'm sure somebody will call in later on and hopefully let me know who won. Amen. I think it's a two-hour season for now, so I may be able to watch the last hour and see who goes home with the victory tonight. I've already spoken to one person who told me they think that Joshua is going to win. Now, Rev B is completely oblivious to what is going on as far as Sunday's Best. I think I may have seen maybe one or two episodes, so I have no idea of who's doing what, who's singing what, who's good, and none of that. But I know there's a lot of excitement in the air, and people are getting ready, as we said, to watch that season finale. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, of course, we do encourage you that if you ever want to go back and listen to any of our episodes in their entirety, from the very first episode in April, we do ask that you go to the on-demand section of blogtalkradio.com, and you just type in /pastorsaid as you're typing in your website address, and it'll take you right to the on-demand section, and you'll be able to listen to all of our shows in their entirety. So if it's something that you've missed or something that you want to go back and listen to, please, ma'am, and please, sir, be sure to do that. And, of course, one great thing about Blog Talk in that on-demand section is that you can listen to all of the things you want, and you can listen to it at your leisure. So we encourage you, and we know that everyone has been going and doing that. So we're very thankful for all of our listeners who continue to go back and to listen to all of the on-demand episodes. I just want to wrap up what we were talking about on Friday. We did talk about literacy and the importance of literacy. And for those of you who were not able to hear Friday's show, we do encourage that you go back and listen to that. And there was some very important information that we put out there. And one of them was the National Book Drive or Book Fair that they're having, which will be September 22nd. And 23rd, which will be held down on the National Mall, and it's free. And basically what they're doing is they're pushing literacy. As I said on Friday, there are over 30 million Americans who read below the literacy level. So we know that this is not a problem, but it is an epidemic that affects a lot of people on a daily basis. Everybody to get out there and to do as much as they can as far as increasing our reading skills, increasing our writing skills, because they're very important, and they will help us to be successful in whatever our career endeavors are. And one of the things that we said was definitely to try to read something every day, read your Bibles, read an article, read something, read a book, read to your children, read to your nieces, your nephews, a family member, whoever it is, but just try to read something every day, because reading is fundamental And the more you read, the stronger you become. So we're encouraging everybody to do that. Also, please, ma'am, please, sir, if you want to get involved as far as the literacy promotion and literacy drive that they have, always go to your local library, because they do have a lot of resources there for us as far as helping to increase our literacy. And, of course, we want to let you all know that most of those resources are free. So all you got to do is just maybe sign up for a library card, or just go to your local neighborhood and get in touch with those resources. And most importantly, the one thing that we do want to encourage everybody is just to promote reading. Promote reading. You know, reading is big. You know, that's something that we all have to do every day, whether we're a student, whether we're an adult. It doesn't matter. At some point in time in our lives, we all have to be able to read, and we have to read with understanding. So we're encouraging everybody to please go out and to do as much as they can as far as increasing those literacy levels, because we don't want to be a society where we continue to have Americans who struggle with their reading. So and we know that if it's 30 million now, it's no telling what it'll be 5 years from now. It could probably almost double. So we want to make sure that our young people are invested in their education. We want to make sure that even us who are adults and have been far removed from the schoolhouse environment, that we still work on those skills, and that we still are in the business of reading and fine-tuning those skills that we have. Because one thing that I know is that when we don't use it, we lose it. So we're encouraging you all here to please get involved. You know, take time out if you're able to go down to the mall on the 22nd and the 23rd and meet some various authors and just get a lot of information on literacy. That's a great resource. Get involved with your local library. That's another resource as well. And most importantly, you can call the 1-800 number for the literacy hotline. I will get that number to you all before the show is done this evening. So if you're interested in calling the literacy hotline to get some information, to get some resources, to find out where various things are in your surrounding communities and neighborhoods, please, ma'am, please, sir, get involved with that, because the more resources we get connected with, the better off we will be. So we definitely want to encourage everybody to please get in touch with those resources. And let me say this, that it's nothing to be ashamed or embarrassed of. You know, many times we will just rather not do for ourselves, because we feel that, you know, it's something that we should already know how to do, or we're too old to be doing it. But ladies and gentlemen, you're never too old to learn. Learning is something that we do every single day. And so working on our reading, working on our writing, working on our reading comprehension is something that we should do every single day, and we should never take for granted that, you know, we're too old to invest in our education, because it doesn't matter how old you are, we're never too old to stop learning. So we really want to encourage everybody just to take full advantage of those opportunities as much as possible. Also tonight, we do want to continue to keep our prayers up for those, especially in our Gulf Coast area of the United States of America, who have been, shall we say, displaced because of Hurricane Isaac that came through last week, especially those persons in the state of Florida, those in the state of Alabama and Mississippi and Louisiana. We definitely want to keep all of those persons up in prayer, especially those who have been displaced or who've lost their homes or lost valuable possessions. So we definitely want to keep them in prayer. And, of course, we always pray for the state of Louisiana and the city of New Orleans. Even after 7 years after Hurricane Katrina, many people are still just now recovering from the effects of Katrina. So we definitely want to keep those people in the city of New Orleans and the state of Louisiana, especially those who are in the lower wards, amen, the lower wards of those parishes in New Orleans, which are right on the water, which are clearly way below sea level. We definitely want to keep keep them prayed for and keep them lifted up as well. Now, tonight, we do want to talk about and revisit something that is very near and dear to my heart as well, and that is we also know that for the month of September, we talked about it being Literacy Month, but also for the month of September, this is Voter Registration Month. Amen. This is Voter Registration Month, and we know that there are many Americans who are not registered to vote. And one thing that we do want to encourage everybody in this upcoming election is to get registered to vote. Get registered to vote. And one thing that we must realize is that many people, especially us who are in the minority, and that would be African-Americans, Hispanic-Americans, Asian-Americans, we did not always have the right, especially the African-Americans, to be able to vote in this country. And so we thank God for many people, such as the Mega Evers of the world and all of those who were involved in the civil rights movement back in the mid-60s who wanted equality but also wanted to have those rights to be able to vote for the president and to be able to vote in elections. So we know that being able to vote is a right that we all should cherish because many people have shed a lot of blood, have shed a lot of tears and sweat and have been beaten and abused because of the fact that they just wanted the right to vote. And so we're encouraging everybody that if you're not registered to vote, please go online. You can just simply go to the various websites, vote.gov. You can go to your Department of Motor Vehicle and get registered. You can get information from your local library to get registered. For those of you young people who are in school and who are of age, that would be 18 years old, please go to your school. You can go down to your school, go to your counseling office, see your school counselor, and get all of that information that you need to be registered to vote. Because as we often say, voting is a privilege. It's a privilege. It is a right, but it's a privilege. And it's something that we should want to be able to have because as United States citizens, we're the one few countries where everybody is able to vote. So, you know, we have to take that right very sincere. We have to, you know, be on top of knowing that, you know, this is a right that if I was somewhere else, I would not be able to have. So we're encouraging everybody to get involved by just taking this month of September, to get registered to vote. And if you don't know, just ask somebody because it's so very easy. Now, we know that some of the procedures have changed as far as needing ID and all of this stuff. But if you don't have an ID, please, ma'am, please, sir, go get one. Amen. If you don't have a driver's license, photo ID, please go get one. You can go to your local Department of Motor Vehicle and just get a state-issued ID. And I believe all you need is a social security card and a birth certificate to verify who you are, and they will get you an ID right away, and that will be able to help you get registered to vote. And most importantly, when the polls open, up on the first week in November, that everybody will be able to take a part in this election. One thing I do want to encourage everybody is to know that many people do not vote oftentimes because they feel that their vote does not count. And I know that there's what we call an electoral college, amen, what we call, and what I studied in high school, we call it an electoral college, in which congressmen from various states, each state has a certain amount of electoral votes. And so basically what happens is the president is decided based on electoral votes as well as popular vote. So we are of the popular vote, and the senators and the electors vote on the electoral side. But I do want everyone to understand and to know that your vote does count. You are somebody in this election. Now, I must say this, it doesn't matter if you're a Democrat, if you're a Republican, if you're undecided, if you're not affiliated with any political party, but please Ma'am, please, sir, whoever you are, please take this opportunity to vote. Amen, because this is a very important election that is coming up. We have a lot of issues that are on the line that need to be voted on. Of course, you know, especially in the state of Maryland, we got the big issue with the casinos here. So that's something that's going to affect us on the state level. And then, of course, on the national level, of course, we still have the big issue of health care, which is one of the biggest concerns that we have so many people in this country who don't have or have inadequate health care as citizens of this United States, who are not able to go get regular checkups, who are not able to get medicine that they need when they're sick, so are not able to take their children or their babies to the doctor. Pregnant mothers can't get proper prenatal and postnatal care. So all of these things are very important. Also, child care is another issue that is on the table. Of course, that's something that's very important as well, that many moms are being penalized, amen, for wanting to better themselves. But as they better themselves, their resources for proper child care is being cut, because many of them make too much money. And in most cases, if you make over $20,000 a year, many of your daycare vouchers will be cut in half, or they will be cut almost to nothing. And for those of us who do have, shall we say, toddlers and infants, we know that child care is very expensive. And so we know that is an investment that many parents have to make for the first 5 years of their child's life, until they're able to start kindergarten or preschool and go every day. So that's another issue that is on the table. Of course, we still have the issue of the same-sex marriages, which will always be. So please, ma'am, please, sir, just exercise your right to vote. You know, it's not about whether or not we agree with where people stand or whatever. That's not what we're in the business of doing. We're here to just encourage everybody to vote. We don't care if you vote Republican, Democrat, or whatever, just vote. We don't care if you're for it. We don't care if you're against it. All we're asking you to do is just get out here and to vote and to exercise your right to vote as a citizen of the United States of America. Because as we said, we go to any other places in this world and in other countries, the one thing we must realize is everybody there doesn't have a right to vote. Only the privileged, only those who come from wealth, only those who come from riches are able to vote. And so they control everything. But even people here who we would just classify as commoners, amen, have the right to vote, because that is the one beauty about being a citizen of the United States, is that everybody has a right to vote, regardless of their financial situation, regardless of the color of their skin, regardless of what their profession is, regardless of where they live. None of that has an effect on any of the things that citizens have as far as affecting their everybody is able to be able to vote. And so we're definitely have to take full advantage of that opportunity to get out here and vote and to make it happen. So we're asking and we're encouraging everybody, please, ma'am, please, sir, get out here. Know that your vote counts. Know that your vote will be heard. You know that your vote is important. And most importantly, many people have bled, suffered, and died just for the sole purpose of you, of us, who are citizens here of this country, especially those of us who are minorities, to be able to go into the voting booths and not be turned away because of the color of our skin, but that we can freely walk up and vote, and most importantly, that our vote will count on the issues, and most importantly, on leaders. Ladies and gentlemen, one thing we do want to encourage you all as well is please know who's running. Please know who's running. Please know the issues that are on the table. These are very important. And so we're encouraging everybody to read up, stay involved on what's going on the local level, what's going on the national level, and most importantly, what's going on the state level, local and national. Those are three different branches there, three different parts of government that we all have to be accountable for. And all of them affect us, some directly, some indirectly, but we all feel the effects of leadership and laws that are passed on every level. So we're encouraging everybody to get involved, to stay involved, and do exactly what you need to do, which is to make your vote count. And if you know people who are out here and who are not registered to vote, please, ma'am, please, sir, get out there and take somebody where they need to go. Take them to the DMV to get a voter registration information. If they need to get an ID, take them to the DMV. If they just need to sign up, they can go to the DMV. They can go to the library. They can go to vote.gov, all of these various websites to just know all of the information that they need to have as far as getting registered to vote. But most importantly, what information, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, what information they need to take with them as well as they go to the voting booths. Because as we said, this is, every election is important, and this is a very important election. Just like how in 2008 it was a very important, it's very important here in 2012 as well. And we're encouraging everybody to know what's going on in your community, in your state, and know what's going on nationally, because we want to be well-versed and well-scripted in what the issues are. And most importantly, when we know what the issues are, then we can know where we stand at on those issues. Many times we just go in and we just vote for one party. We vote. We just vote on issues that we really don't know how are going to affect us or affect our children or affect our children's children, you know, 20 or 15 to 20 years down the line. So when we go in to vote, ladies and gentlemen, make sure that we realize that not only is this going to affect me, but it could affect my children and it could affect my grandchildren as well. So we're encouraging everybody to know the issues, know what's going on, know where you stand, and most importantly, just to get involved. And if you have any questions or anything, please, ma'am, please, sir, ask somebody, go to your church leaders. I mean, there's just so many resources out here that we can go to find information as to how we can get registered, how we can get signed up to vote. And most importantly, make yourself aware of the candidates. Know their voting history. Know their background. Look at their resume. See what they've done as far as their track record as being leaders in the community or the state or national. Know what they've done. And we know there's been a lot of mud throwing going on, and we know there's been a lot of name-calling going on. And for those of you who have been watching the Republican National Convention last week, many people were in an uproar about Clint Eastwood and his mockery of President Obama as he was talking to him as if he was sitting in the chair. And ladies and gentlemen, we want you to realize that both parties are going to try to make the other one look like they're the worst thing that has ever happened, but that's what they're in the business of doing. They want you to vote on emotion and not on the issues. And so we encourage you, don't get caught up in the jargon, don't get caught up in the malarkey and all of that other stuff, but know the facts, know who your candidates are, know what the issues are, and that way when you go into the voting booth, you'll be able to make a sound choice and a sound decision on what is going on. So we encourage everybody to know the issues and know the issues well. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, if you do want to join us tonight, the number here is 347-324-5569. Once again, that's 347-324-5569. And also don't forget that coming up this half hour from 7:30 to 8, for those of you who would like to call in, excuse us, and tell us what Sunday's best was, amen, please, ma'am, please, sir, do so. Know that we're going to be talking about not the TV show, but our Sunday's best here at Pastors Aid CDC is about the sermon for the day. So you call in, let us know where you were, let us know who preached it, give us a sermon title, and most importantly, give us the text. And you can give us a couple of points, or tell us how you were moved by the word of the Lord. So we definitely want to encourage everybody to please do that, because that is something that we want people to do, is to get excited about the word of God. So if you want to chime in tonight, don't forget his number here at Pastor's ACDC is 347-324-5569. Once again, 347-324-5569. And tonight, of course, we have been talking about this being voter registration month, and the importance of being able to vote in this upcoming election, which will be held the first Tuesday in November. And so we're encouraging everybody that if you're not registered to vote, to please get out there and vote. Make your vote count. Don't think that your vote doesn't count, because your vote does count. And we want everybody to know that there have been so many people who have lost their lives, and so many people who have fought, who have given their blood, their sweat, and their tears for the right to be able to vote. And so we're encouraging everybody to take charge of this opportunity to be able to get out there and to vote and to make it happen, because we know this is a very important election. And most importantly, we ask people not to vote on emotion. Don't vote on emotion, but get involved in what's going on. Know who's run. Know who the candidates are. Know where they stand on the issues. Make sure you know what the issues are, and make sure that you get involved with those as well. And so we're encouraging everybody to get involved, to stay on top of the issues. Doesn't matter if you're Republican or Democrat, independent, doesn't matter. We just want everybody to get out here and to make it happen. Make your vote count in 2012, because the choices that we make now could affect our children and could affect our grandchildren. So these decisions are not just for the now and now, but they're for the future. And so we want to make sure that we're thinking about the well-being of our community as a whole, so that as our children begin to get older and begin to grow and to develop, that their well-being will be taken care of, that the issues that we voted on will be those issues that would be able to help them and not hinder them. And so we have to think of it in the mindset that we're not just voting for ourselves. We're not just voting for the year 2012 or the year 2013, but we're voting for 5 and 10 and 15 and 20 years down the line. So we definitely want to encourage everybody to get involved in what's going on. And like we said, if you need information, go to vote.gov, go to your local library, go to your local Department of Motor Vehicle, and most importantly, for our young people who are 18 years old but still in school, you can go to your counselor and get some voter registration information, and please become eligible to vote, because we want to make our votes count. Don't think that your vote doesn't count, because your vote counts. Your vote counts. Your vote counts. And your vote will be heard. Your vote will be heard. You know, we're one of couple of hundred million people in this country, but guess what? Your vote makes a difference, and your vote will be heard. And so we're encouraging everybody to get out there and to make it happen and get involved in what's taking place here in our community as far as the issues, knowing the leaders, knowing what issues are on the table, and know how these issues will have an effect on us, but also have an effect on our children and our grandchildren. So we're encouraging everybody to please, ma'am, please, sir, get involved, be heard, let your vote count. And just think about, if you didn't have the right to vote, many of us would be upset. And so just think about what people have done just for us to be able to walk in and be accepted as a citizen of this country and to be able to participate in this upcoming election in 2012. Now, we realize that this year, for those of you who've been following, we have President Obama going up. Perhaps, well, we already know that Mitt Romney has accepted the nomination to run as the Republican candidate for President of the United States. And so we also know that, more than likely President Obama will accept the nomination to run for the Democratic national ticket, as well as him and Vice President Joe Biden. So we're asking everybody, don't make this just an issue of Republicans and Democrats, but please, please, please know where you stand. Know where you stand. Know what these leaders are about. Know their voting history. Know their track history. Don't just vote because one is a minority, or don't just vote because we're trying to bring back
Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody, and He loves you.
And of course, we do apologize for our disconnection there, but we are back on the air, and we thank God once again for all of our very fine listeners. Don't forget, if you'd like to join us here at Pastors ACDC tonight, the number again is 347-324-5569. 347-324-5569. And don't also forget that if you want to hit us up on Facebook and Twitter, the login for us at Facebook is Pastors A, and that's Pastors with an S. And also you can hit us up on Twitter at PACDC316, and that's PACDC316. Before we lost connection, We were talking about the importance, of us taking this opportunity in the month of September to go out and to register to vote, because we know that this is a very important election that is coming up. We're encouraging everybody to go out and to get involved in what is going on. And for those of us who are not registered to vote, please, ma'am, please, sir, take full advantage of the opportunity to express your right to vote, because we know that in many places, in many countries, people are not able to vote for a lot of different reasons. A lot of it is the color of their skin. Some of it is because of their socioeconomic status. But one thing we do know here, that in the United States, regardless of the color of our skin, regardless of our socioeconomic status, regardless of our profession, regardless of where we live, that we're able to go out here and we're able to walk into a voter booth. And if we have the right information, that we're able to exercise our right to vote. So we're so very privileged and honored to be able to live in a country where everybody has the right to exercise the right to vote. So we're encouraging everybody that if you need more information, just go to vote.gov. Also, you can go to your local Department of Motor Vehicle to get information to register to vote. You can go to your local library. And most importantly, young people, if you're still in school and you've already turned 18 years old, you can just simply go to your school counseling office and get the information that you need from your school counselor, and you'll be able to find all of that information. So we're encouraging everybody to please make this a year where everybody goes out to the voting booths. Don't sit at home and feel like your vote doesn't count. Don't sit at home and say, well, I'm not going to really make a conscious effort to go out here. The lines are too long, or any of those things. There's so many things that we can do other than make excuses as to why we can't participate in this upcoming 2012 election. And as we said, this is a very important election. There's so many issues that are on the table as far as health care, as far as child care, as far as women's rights, as far as same-sex marriages. I mean, we have so many issues that are on the table that are going to not only affect us now, but going to affect us years from now. So not only is it going to affect us, it's going to affect our children. It could affect our grandchildren or even our great-grandchildren. So as we vote, we must realize that we're setting precedent, which means that we're putting new things into place. And we don't know how these things are going to affect us, but we do have to be knowledgeable of the issues, and we have to be knowledgeable as to what is going on in society. So we're encouraging everybody, please, ma'am, please, sir, to get out there to vote, to make it happen. Make sure that you're well, have a good understanding, shall I say, of who the candidates are, know their background, know their voting history, know where they stand on certain issues. Look at their resume to see what they've done since they've been in office. And, you know, if you feel like that's the one to be your leader, then that's what you do. If you feel like it's time for a change, then that's what you do. But the most important thing is it's your right. You have a right to do that. You have a right to make changes. So we're very, very blessed to live in a country where people can express their pleasure or their displeasure with who their leaders are. So that's one thing that we do know. But we definitely want everybody, as you go out, begin to get registered. First and foremost, get registered. But then the second thing that we want you to do is to have a good understanding of who's doing what, who's running, what the issues are. Read up on the issues, read up on the various questions that they're going to be asking in the upcoming election, because these things could affect us. It could affect our schools. It could affect money in the community. It could affect job situations. It could affect revenue. It could affect so many different things. So we're encouraging everybody to get out there and to vote. It's
also don't forget that we're down to the last few minutes, but of course, we'll still leave the lines open for all of you all who want to call in and give us your Sunday's best for the day. Of course, we said the Sunday's best sermon for the day, so this sermon that you've heard today, if you want to share with us, let us know who the speaker was, let us know what the text was, what the title was, and most importantly, let us know
how it affected you. How can you apply that to your daily living, how it's going to make you a better person. So we're encouraging everybody to get out there and encourage us and let us know what's going on. And, of course, ladies and gentlemen, if there are things that are going on in your church that you want us to put on Blog Talk via Pastors ACDC, please let us know. If you got revivals coming up, if you have any outreach that's going on, we definitely want to encourage each and everybody to get on board with us here. Don't forget, you can hit us up on Facebook. You can hit us up on Twitter. And just let us know what's going on so that way we can put these resources out in the community and let people know what is going on. So we're very excited about that, and that's what we're here to do. We're here to connect people with the resources because we know that when people get connected with the resources in the community, that makes the community much better as a whole because then people have access to things that are going to help change their lives. So we really appreciate all of you all who continue to support us here at Pastors ACDC. We thank all of you all who continue to just keep us lifted up in prayer. And most importantly, we thank you all for just listening in every week, whether you're listening live or whether you go back and listen to all of the archived episodes. We truly thank all of you all for your continued support of us here at Pastors ACDC because we realize that, without you all, that none of it would be made possible. So we do thank all of you for that. Don't forget, if you're just joining us tonight, this is Rev B on the MIC, and Pastor C is out tonight. We're going to give him a day off. He's out celebrating with his wife. Today is her birthday, so we want to send a special happy birthday shout-out to First Lady C from the Heart of God Baptist Church, and we want to wish you a happy birthday. And, of course, we know that God is going to continue to bless you with many, many more. So we are going to give him the day off to share with his First Lady. Amen. And he'll join with us on next Friday. Just want to share with you all tonight that also one thing that we're getting ready to start here at Pastors ACDC is going to be our weekly interactive Bible study, which we're going to call Nothing New Under the Sun. Nothing New Under the Sun. And, of course, that is going to start next Thursday, not this upcoming Thursday, but next Thursday, which will be September the 13th. And that's going to be starting at 7 o'clock at the Heart of God Baptist Church, which is located at 7100 Chesapeake Road, Suites 205 and 206, Landover Hills, Maryland. And that's right off of 450 in Ardmore Road, right behind the Glen Ridge Shopping Center. So we're encouraging everybody that if you're able to come out and participate in this interactive Bible study, this Bible study is like none other because from 7 to 8, there's going to be a fellowship period where you can come in and get some food, have dinner, fellowship, mingle and talk to some good people from that 7 to 8 hour, and then from 8 till about 9:30, 10, we're going to have interactive Bible study, and the Bible study is going to be hosted by Pastor C and his sister. We call her Sheila G, who is the First Lady of New Birth Baptist Church, and so they're going to be hosting the show, and of course, Pastor Gregory, who is the pastor of New Birth Baptist Church, will be serving as He'll be serving as the Bible instructor. He'll be the Bible expert. So if anyone has any questions pertaining to the Word, he'll try to give you some scripture to back it up. So he's going to be our Bible expert on site. And, of course, also we're going to be having musical guests. And, of course, my brother's keeper will be one of the musical guests. And we've got a couple of other musical guests lined up as well. Big shout-out to my brother's keeper. Always thank God for those dynamic young men. And, of course, it won't just be music, but it'll be all types of ministry. It'll be singing, be music, be dancing, praise and worship, whatever it is. So if anybody is interested in coming out and participating as being one of the featured musical, shall we say, not musical, but ministry, because that's what it is. And we know that ministry takes many, has many different forms. So it's not just music, but it could be music, singing, dancing, miming, poetry, whatever it is. If you want to come out and showcase your gifts and your talents, please, ma'am, please, sir, come on out and participate. And if you want to reach out to us, please do. You know, you can get in touch with us at the Heart of God Baptist Church. You can get in touch with us at New Birth Baptist Church. Or if you want to just drop us a message on Facebook or drop us a message on Twitter, we'll be sure to get that information as well. And we will look forward to having you. So starting on September the 13th will be our first opportunity to come out and to fellowship and worship, and we'll be doing it every Thursday up until May. So we're encouraging everybody to come out and to be blessed. And, of course, don't forget that also following that first show on the 13th, on that 15th as well, September the 15th, we're going to have our monthly free giveaway, which will also be given at the Heart of God Baptist Church as well. And they'll be out there from 11 a.m. to about 3 p.m. So we're encouraging everybody who's able to come out on both of those nights to please, ma'am, please, sir, come on out, bring somebody, tell somebody, but definitely come and be blessed, because we know that it is going to be a blessing to be in the house, to hear that word. But then most importantly, be able to come out on that Saturday and to be able to be a blessing to somebody. So we're encouraging everybody to come on out, bring clothing items, whatever you might have, to be a blessing to somebody. Because as the Word of God teaches us, it's more of a blessing, amen, to give than it is to receive. And most importantly, we know the Word of God teaches us that the Lord loveth a cheerful giver. So when you come and give, come and give with the biggest smile on your face that you ever could have, because we know that when we come, we're coming because God has blessed us and allowed us, amen, to be a blessing to somebody else. So we're encouraging everybody to please come on out and be a blessing, be heard, be seen, but just be in the mix and just know that wherever we are, that we should always be about the business, amen, ladies and gentlemen, making sure that we're helping somebody, and most importantly, that we're giving God the praise and in all things, because as the song says, only what we do for Christ will last. Only what we do for Christ will last. And ain't about nothing else but making sure what we do for Christ will last. Y'all pray for me right now in the name of Jesus. I'm over here struggling with these hiccups, and I know the devil is a liar. Now, I'm not going to let these hiccups discourage me, so y'all just keep on praying for me. If you hear me hiccup, just say pray for the Rev B over here. I definitely need your prayers. Tonight I've been drinking on water, and the water don't seem to be working, but I ain't claiming it, though. I'm not claiming it. I ain't claiming it. I'm just going to rebuke it and plead the blood of Jesus on it that these hiccups will be gone. Amen. I'm not going to claim it. But like we said, we just want to make sure that everybody definitely is able to come out and to be a blessing to somebody, to come out and be seen and to be heard, and just to fellowship, because at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. It's about fellowshipping one with another, you know, and there's nothing like when we're able to come together and fellowship, because I like to call that a heavenly experience. You know, there's a song that says, when we all get together, what a day of rejoicing that will be.
And you know what? They're talking about when you get to heaven. But, you know, sometimes we just need to all come together and just fellowship and rejoice and have a good time and lifting up the name of the Lord. Because I tell you, when we do get together and we do fellowship and we worship and praise, I tell you, it's definitely a Holy Ghost party. And, you know, we love the Holy Ghost party because the Holy Ghost party, as we say, don't stop. And so, you know, we can fellowship and praise and worship all the time when the believers get together and when we all on one accord and we all in the same place, we know that God's Spirit is with us. And so we're just encouraging everybody, you know, don't separate yourselves from the believers and the worshipers, but you get out there and you participate in whatever activities are going on, you know, stuff going on in the church and, you know, for various outreach ministries or whatever, get involved because that's how we get our blessings and that's how we become blessed by getting more involved. Don't just stagnate yourself and separate yourself from everything and everybody, but get out there and fellowship and worship and have a good time and be blessed and most importantly, lift up the name of the Lord because we know in all things that God is worthy to be praised. So we thank God for all of you all who continue to support all of the events that we have here at Pastors Aid CDC. And, of course, we're encouraging everybody that on September 13th at 7 o'clock that you come on out to Nothing New Under the Sun. And don't forget that Friday to make sure that you come out as well for the monthly free giveaway. So we thank God for each and every one of you who continue to support us, and we just know that God is going to continue to bless. Tonight, for those of you who are just, joining us, don't forget that we tonight are talking about voter registration and the importance of getting voted, getting registered to vote. And as we said, we want to make sure that everybody is signed up to vote for this upcoming election because we know that it is a very important election. And most important, we want everybody to be able to walk into that voting booth in the first Tuesday in November, have all their information that they need, their photo IDs, their voter registration card, whatever it is. Because we know now many states have changed their voting requirements. And what that is designed to do is to eliminate a lot of people, or shall we say, discourage a lot of people from being able to go out here and to vote. And, you know, a lot of times what happens is when we feel like we got to jump through hoops, we got to go through the dog and pony show, we feel like we don't want to do all of these things to vote. And so some of the requirements have changed, but please don't let it discourage you from going out here and voting because that is the most important right that we have as citizens of this United States of America is to be able to go out here and to vote and to let our voice be heard in this upcoming election. Don't think that your vote doesn't count because it does. Don't think that your voice is not going to be heard because it will. So don't ever think that one vote doesn't make a difference. We know that the power of one, amen, the power of one, we talk about that. One makes a difference. You know, one could be the difference between winning and losing. You know, one could be the difference between being up and being down. One could be the difference between being rich and being poor. So we know that one definitely makes a difference, and we want to encourage you all to know that your one vote will make a difference as well. So we're asking everybody to please, ma'am, please, sir, get out here and vote, make a difference. You, like I said before, you can go to your local DMV, you can go to your library, you can go to vote.gov. Young people, if you're 18 years of age and you're still in school, go to your school counseling office, speak with your school counselor, and get all that information that you need to get registered to vote. Make sure you have all your proper paperwork. If you don't have an ID, please
You can go to your DMV and get a local state issued ID, and that ID all you need to purchase, I believe, is a few dollars. And also, you just come and with your Social Security card and your birth certificate, and they'll take care of that for you as well. So we're encouraging everybody to get out there, make your vote count. And most importantly, know what the issues are. Know who you're voting for. Don't just vote for a political party. Don't just vote because you don't like one certain political party. But know what the issues are. Know who your candidates are. Know what their voting history is. Know where they stand on certain issues. Because remember, these people that we put in office, ladies and gentlemen, are representing you. And one thing I know is I don't want to put anybody in office that's going to misrepresent me. I don't want to put anybody in office that's going to be voting on issues that I don't believe in. I don't want to put anybody in office that doesn't have the same beliefs that I do or don't stand on the same issues that I stand on. So I want to put somebody in office I know that is going to represent me, represent what I stand for, and represent what I believe in, because that's what's most important, is to find somebody that we honestly, truly believe is going to represent us, who's going to meet our needs, and who's going to stand for what we believe in. Remember, these people that we put in office, these senators and these representatives and all of these political officials, they are here to represent us. They're here to represent us. So they're the ones who are responsible for making sure that the good of the people, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, that they're representing are taken care of. So like I said, we don't want to put nobody in office that doesn't have the same belief system that we do. If we do that, then we're just wasting our vote. So please, 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 please make sure you know who you're voting for. Make sure you know what these issues are as far as these questions that we're going to be polled when we go into the. But make sure all of that stuff is taken care of, because guess what? Knowledge is power. And the more you know, the better off you are. Don't go into these voting booths and be ignorant of what's going on. Let me say that one more time. Don't go into these voting booths and be ignorant of what's going on. Don't just go in there and vote for one straight political party. Don't just go in there and vote for another political party. But you go in there voting for the person that you feel is going to best represent you and what you believe in. Know how those questions that they're going to poll you, because they're going to be there. The health care, the child care, the same-sex marriage, casinos, all of those issues are going to be on the table. So you got to make sure you know the pros, and you got to make sure you know the cons of each of those questions. Because not only are those questions going to affect you, but they're going to affect your children, and perhaps they could even affect your grandchildren as well. So you definitely want to make sure that you have a know-how of what is going on so that you can be well-versed in all of what is taking place. So, ladies and gentlemen, we encourage you to please, ma'am, please, sir, get out there, vote, make your vote count. If you're one of those several million people who are not registered to vote, vote. Get out there and vote. Vote like your life depends on it, because it does. Vote like your job depends on it, because it does. Vote like your future depends on it, because guess what? It does. You know, there ought to be a sense of urgency when November rolls around, that first Tuesday of November rolls around. There ought to be a sense of urgency to go out there and say, you know what, even if I got to stand in line all day, amen, somebody. Because we know some of us don't like to wait. We don't want to wait in line in the grocery store. We don't want to wait in line to check out when we go shopping. But guess what? Sometimes we just going to have to learn how to wait and be patient. Because as we know, good things come.
to those who wait. So get there early. Take care of what you need to take care of. If you want to go on your lunch break or whatever, you know, there's certain times where they tell you to go early in the morning or on your lunch break. Make it happen. Most, I believe, in the state of Maryland, I believe most of the voting booths will stay open till about 8 or 9 o'clock. So please, ma'am, please, sir, get on out there. Make that vote happen. Make that vote count. And most importantly, make sure that you're putting somebody in office that you believe in, and most importantly, that you know is going to represent who you are and what you believe in, because that's what it's all about. These politicians oftentimes forget the people that they're representing. But we have to make them aware and accountable that it's not about them, but it's about the people that they're representing. So we want to make sure that we get out there and that we vote for those right people and put those persons in office, because that's what it's all about. Amen. We don't want to live, and we don't want to continue to live in a society where the poor keep getting poorer. Amen. And the rich keep getting richer, because that's what's happening. And the middle class is almost being eliminated. But we got to take a stand on some of these issues out here, and we got to put people in office who look out for everybody, not just for the rich, but for the middle class and the poor as well. So we want to make sure that everybody is well taken care of. So please, ma'am, please, sir, make sure that you are abreast. Amen. Make sure that you're abreast to what's going on in this upcoming political election. Because the more you know, the more power you will have. And so we're encouraging everybody to please know what's going on. You know, don't feed into that jargon, the slander. Don't feed into that mud slinging and that name calling and that finger pointing that, these Republicans and Democrats are doing towards one another. Because guess what? They all got skeletons in their closet, and they all know where the bodies are buried. So they all going to bring up everybody's past and say, you didn't do this or you didn't do that, or Obama didn't do this or Mitt Romney didn't do that. But guess what? This is not an issue of name-calling and finger-pointing. Nobody's perfect. You can't please everybody. But the one thing you want to do is make sure you vote for the person or persons who represent you and are going to go to the House and to the Senate and sit on these hold these political positions and offices and meet the needs of the people, meet the needs of the people who have your best interests at heart. That's what you want to make sure. So please, ma'am, please, sir, get out there and make sure you handle your business. And for those of you, amen, who are living not in your home state, don't forget that you can always do early voter registration, amen. You can always do that as well. So please, they got the early bird registration where you can cast in your vote early if you're not able to get to the voting booths. So please just take full advantage of all of the opportunities to be able to get out here and to vote and to make it happen, because we know the more we get involved, the better off we're going to be. So we definitely want to encourage everybody to get out there and to make it happen. Amen. So we thank God once again for all of our very fine listeners tonight. Amen. I know we're almost half past the second hour here, but we do want to encourage everybody. We did get started a little late tonight. We had a few little technical difficulties, but you know what? Everything works together for the good. We were late getting started. We started about 7:15. We had a few little technical difficulties, and then we lost a little connection here, but we were able to get back, and we've been back on the air ever since. So we just thank God that even when things break down, which happens with technology sometimes, that we're able to get it back in a matter of seconds. So we really do appreciate you all being patient with us. Amen. And don't forget, if you're just joining us tonight, if you want to chime in, don't forget the number here is 347-324-5569. That's 347-324-5569.
324-5569. Amen. We know that many people have probably turned their attention now to Sunday's Best. I believe it came on at the top of the 8 o'clock hour, so we know that many people were excited about Sunday's Best. This, I believe, is the series, or this is the final episode in which they will name their winner. So I believe this is the two-hour for now. So hopefully Rev B, who has never been able to watch Sunday's Best, will be able to see the second hour and see what this hype is all about. But we know that we do have some very faithful watchers of Sunday's Best. Many of our faithful listeners here at Pastor's Aid CDC are often multitasking. They're watching Sunday's Best on the TV, and then they're listening to Pastor's Aid CDC on Blog Talk Radio. So we thank God for each and every one of you all for just being able to continue to support us here at Pastor's Aid CDC. We thank God for all of your continued support. And most importantly, we realize that none of this could be done without you. So we thank God for you as well. For those of you who are just tuning in, please know that Pastor C is not with us tonight. He is out with the First Family and celebrating First Lady C's birthday. So he's taking the day to be with the family, and so we thank God for him as well. And he'll be back with us on Friday night. And don't forget, we'll be back on the air Friday night at 7 p.m. and also that following Sunday at 7 p.m. And don't forget, if you miss any of our shows, any of our shows, all the way back from the very first show in April, please don't forget that you can just simply log into blogtalkradio.com/pastorsaid, and you can go to the on-demand section, and you'll be able to see all of the episodes from the very first episode up until tonight's show. And don't forget that if you miss tonight's show, you can go back and watch listen to tonight's show in its entirety at approximately 9:15, and you'll be able to listen to that in its entirety. So once we go off the air at 9 o'clock, you'll be able to listen to tonight's show at approximately about 9:15, 9:20. So we do encourage you all to go back and listen to it at your leisure. Go back and listen to it whenever you have time. If it's something you missed or something you just want to hear again, please, ma'am, please, sir, do so. And most importantly, we just thank God for all of you all who continue to support us here at Pastor's Aid CDC, especially those of you all who listen to us in the on-demand section. Go in and listen to the archive episodes. We really appreciate that. I think every week we have well over, every week we have well over 100, 200, sometimes 400, 500, 600 people who go back and listen to the archive shows. And so we're very thankful for that as well. So we do appreciate you. Thank you for just being faithful listeners, and thank you for being faithful supporters of us here at Pastor's Aid CDC. So we do give you a hand clap, a holy hug, and a heavenly kiss. Amen. So we really do appreciate that. As we've been saying tonight, we've been talking about voter registration. And, of course, we all know that September is voter registration month. And, of course, we've been encouraging everybody that if you're not registered to vote, or if you know somebody that does or needs to be registered to vote, that we are encouraging you to get them registered to vote. Amen. Amen. Get them registered to vote. And we know that in most states, some of the voting requirements have changed as far as what you need to be registered to vote. But what we're asking you to do is to please, ma'am, please, sir, make sure you have a proper photo ID. Make sure that you also have any other information that you might need, birth certificate, Social Security card, any of that information. Just make sure you have it on hand just to be able to verify that you are who you say you are. Amen. Because we know that some of the voter registration policies have turned, and we know a lot of that is designed to deter certain people
from voting with the hopes that many people will be discouraged and will walk away from the voting booths because the requirements have changed. But we're asking everybody, please, don't be discouraged. Amen. Don't be discouraged. If the lines are long, it's okay. Don't be discouraged. If they ask you for certain information, it's okay. Don't be discouraged, because at the end of the day, we want everybody to be able to exercise that right to vote. We want everybody to be able to go out and say, I voted in the 2012 election. My vote counted. I made a difference. My voice was heard, because that's what it's all about. Too many of us, and now I know I'm about to get on somebody, but it's okay. Too many of us have sat silent for so long because we feel like our vote doesn't count. Our voice won't be heard. But ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know, and I've been saying this and preaching it all night, so many people have lost their lives because they wanted the right to vote. They wanted the right for their voice to be heard. Okay? For a long time, African Americans were not able to vote in this country. Amen? And so now, we got the right, and we don't want to use it. So you know what? That's a disgrace to the people who were beaten, who shedded blood, who lost their lives for us to be able to vote, that we stay at home on election day, and we don't go to the voting booths, and we don't get involved in what's going on in the political arena. Please, ma'am, please, sir, take full advantage of the opportunity to be able to vote, because it is a right. But you know one thing that I've learned is that when you don't use your rights, many times they'll wind up being taken away. And so if it ever came to the point that we lost our right to vote because we didn't use it, we don't have anybody to blame but ourselves. And so we're encouraging everybody to get out there and to make it happen, to make sure that we're doing what we're supposed to do, which is to take full responsibility and take pride in the opportunity to vote. Because as we say, as citizens of this country, the United States of America, we are the most blessed people in the world, because we can go any place else in this world and we may not have a right to vote. Amen. There are many people who still live in communist societies and are still don't have the rights and privileges that we do. And we take for granted all of these rights and these privileges every single day. And so just know that we are a blessed people to live in the country that we live in, that we have freedoms and certain rights, and we're able to exercise those rights and those privileges. So we're encouraging everybody to get out there and to do what we need to do, which is to get out there, to be seen, to be heard, and to make sure that our vote counts. Because we know that in 2012, this is another important election year. As we've been saying all night, there's so many issues on the table, so many things that need to be addressed, and know that this is not an election based on popularity, okay? This is an election where we're voting for the issues. We're voting for people who we know are going to represent us and meet our needs when we're in office. That's what it's about. You know who your leaders are, know who the candidates are, know their background, know their history, know all of these things that are going on. Be aware, as I said earlier, be abreast as to the issues, because at the end of the day, we want somebody that's going to represent us in office. We want somebody that we know is going to stand for what we stand, believe for what we believe in, because that's what it's all about. Don't get caught up in the mudslinging and the name-calling and the finger-pointing. That's not what it's about. We're about the business of making this country that we live in a better country, to make this country that we live in a country where everybody's needs are met, from the poor to the middle class and for the rich. You know, we don't want it to be where the rich keep getting richer and the poor keep getting poorer. You know, and the middle class is just stuck in the middle class and can't do anything. But we want to make sure that we're able to take care of everybody and meet the needs of everybody, because that's
what it's all about. So we want to make sure we're doing what we need to do, that we stay on top of everything, that we stay afloat, that we stay abreast, and most importantly, that we're just doing exactly what we need to do, because at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. And so as we said tonight, we want to encourage you all to get involved. If you're not registered to vote, take somebody. If you know somebody, take somebody. You can go to your local DMV. You can go to your local library. You can go to vote.gov. Young people, you can go to your school counselor. You can get registered to vote. But nobody has an excuse as to why they can't vote in this upcoming election, other than you choose not to do it. That's it. We have no other excuse, no other reason other than we choose not to do it, because everybody has a right. Everybody has a right to vote as a citizen of this country. So please, ma'am, please, sir, take full advantage of that opportunity to get involved and to do what we like to call your due diligence. Do your service. Do your country a service. Be committed to the cause, which is to get out there and to vote, to be seen and to be heard, because that's what we talk about. Because I say this, ain't no point in sitting around fussing and complaining when things don't go your way if you haven't done what you needed to do, which is to make your vote count. So if people in office that you don't like, or, you know, things didn't go according to what you did, you have no reason to complain, because you did not exercise your right to vote. You did not exercise your right to vote. So we're encouraging everybody to get out here and to make it happen. Do what we need to do. Get involved. Know your candidates. Know the issues. If you need any advice or any help as far as getting registered to vote, you know, you can hit us up here at Pastors Aid CDC. You can hit us up on Facebook. You can hit us up on Twitter. Twitter is PACDC316. Facebook is just simply Pastors Aid. So just get out there and, you know, if you need some info, let us know. We know there's going to be a lot of voter registration drives that will be going on at various churches. So if you are a member of a church congregation and you all are doing a voter registration drive, please let us know. And we'll definitely try our best to get out there and to support and to get people involved, because we want to get as many people involved as possible with making sure that we're doing exactly what we need to do, which is to stay on top of our rights and our privileges as a citizen of the United States of America. So we definitely want to encourage everybody to get involved, to stay abreast as to what's going on. Because if you don't use your right to vote, amen, it can definitely be taken away from you. And we look at some of the different things that many states are doing now. Like I said before, it is designed to discourage certain groups of people from coming out and participating in the upcoming elections. So like I said, I don't care how long the line is. I don't care what they ask you for. Just make sure you have it. Social Security card, ID, whatever. Make sure you take it all with you, because we don't want anybody to deter you or say you can't vote because you didn't have exactly what you needed. So please, ma'am, please, sir, get out there, make it happen. Do what you need to do, and most importantly, we know that everything is going to work out for the good. Amen. So we're encouraging you all to please do that. Of course, once again, we do want to thank everybody for listening in tonight to us here at Pastors Aid CDC. We thank God for all of you all for your continued support of us here. And, of course, we realize that none of this would be made possible without you. So we just thank God for you. Thank God for all of you all being faithful listeners. And as we say, we know that it is a blessing to just be on the radio with you all one more time again. Of course, we hope that you all have had a blessed Sunday. Amen. We know that many of you all will be up tomorrow celebrating Labor Day. Amen. Tomorrow is Labor Day, so we are encouraging everybody to take that day and get some rest if you can. If not, go out and enjoy the day off. Hopefully the weather will be nice. Enjoy time with your family, your kids, or, you know, even if you feel like doing something good tomorrow, how about go visit somebody who might be in the hospital. Amen. Don't forget our sick and our shut-in as well. We always need to keep them lifted up as well. So we're just encouraging you, body, everybody, you know, don't just lay around the house to bomb, but do something good. You know, use your time wisely. Use it to be constructive with your time and, you know, get out there and make a difference. Amen. Tomorrow might be a day where you say, hey, I'm not registered to vote. Let this be the day I go get registered to vote tomorrow. So that might be something that you might be interested in doing as well. But we're encouraging everybody to get out there and to make it happen. Amen. So we hope that you all will enjoy your day off tomorrow. And we hope that you'll be able to do something productive or just enjoy the time with your family and friends and loved ones, or go visit somebody tomorrow who might be sick and shut in as well. So we definitely want to thank all of you all for what you continue to do. Amen. And that is to spread the good news of Christ, and most importantly, to get out there and to touch lives. Amen. Continue to put smiles on people's faces. Amen. Amen. That's what we want to do, just bring some love and joy and peace and happiness into somebody's life, and just do that by just putting a smile on their face. So we thank God, amen, for all of you all who continue to do that. So please take tomorrow, amen. We're encouraging you to take tomorrow, that if you haven't got registered to vote, or you know somebody that needs to be registered to vote, tomorrow's a good day. Tomorrow is a good day to get out there and to visit with the sick and shut in. But tomorrow's a good day also to go to your library. Go to your, I don't know if the DMV is open tomorrow, but go somewhere where you know you can get registered to vote. Go to vote.gov. There's so many things that we can do, and so many resources out here as well. And also, don't forget, as we said on Friday, we know Friday was our show on literacy. And, of course, we want to encourage everybody to continue to support us here in our efforts. We know we want to encourage people here to help get rid of this literacy epidemic that we have. We said there are over 30 million Americans here in our country who read below the literacy level. So we're encouraging everybody to get out there and do what we need to do. Amen. One of those things is just to read more. Amen. Read more. You ain't got to read a whole lot, but just read more. Read something every day. And most importantly, don't forget, go to your library. There's so many resources at the library to help promote literacy. Also, there's a literacy hotline that I'm going to give out. It is a 1-800 number, and it's 24 hours. You can call that anytime and get the literacy information that you need. And also, don't forget, you can check out September 22nd and 23rd down on the National Mall for those of you who are in the D.C. metropolitan area. If you're able to go downtown to the National Mall, it's a free event. And basically, it is going to, we call it, it's a national book fair where they're going to have over 60 various authors who will be there promoting literacy and encouraging everybody to get out and to read, and just to make sure that they're involved in many of the various activities that are going to help increase literacy awareness, because we know that it's oftentimes a problem that we don't talk about, amen, because so many people are ashamed or embarrassed to say that, you know, they do read below the literacy level. But we're encouraging everybody that it's something, regardless of how old you are, that it's something that we are never too old to work on, amen. Never can say, well, I'm too old to learn how to read, or I'm too old to learn how to improve my reading. But guess what? You can do it, and you can see the results in a matter of days and weeks. So it's not something that you have to say, oh, my goodness, it's going to take me a long time. It's not. It's just a skill that we need to refine. And one thing, the best way to refine that skill is just by going out basically and reading something every single day. Make sure that we read it. Make sure we, you know, practice. As we said, practice makes perfect. And the more we do, the better we will get at it. So we're encouraging everybody to please get out there and do all that you can do to make sure that this literacy movement will be something that's going to benefit everybody in the long run, because we don't want to go through life being disenfranchised because we can't read, or being taken advantage of because we can't read. Amen. We don't want to be going around functioning as illiterate people. Amen. There are a lot of high-functioning illiterate people. You know, they can speak and look the part, but if you happen to read something, we'll ask them what they're reading, they're struggling. And so we don't want that in society. We want everybody to be able to read and to comprehend and tell us what they're reading and to write about what they're reading. That's what it's all about. You know, it's about the reading, the writing, the reading comprehension, and the writing. So the reading, the comprehension, and the writing, those are three most important components of literacy, is to making sure that we're able to do that. You want to write well, you want to be able to understand what you're reading, and most importantly, you want to be able to read. Amen. So we're encouraging everybody to just check out your local library, check out the 1-800 literacy hotline number that we'll get before we go off the air. And most importantly, we're encouraging everybody to just help somebody by just taking them by the hand and just encouraging them to be able to do better for themselves, because you're never too old to learn how to read and learn how to invest on new things. Amen. We are now down to about the last few minutes of tonight's show. I tell you, it's been a great show. It has moved fast. We do thank God for all of you all who have listened tonight, and I'm sure many of us who are listening are also probably watching Sunday's Best. I've been teasing many of our listeners tonight. We know this is the season finale of Sunday's Best, and it's down to the last two candidates. I believe one of them is Joshua. I think one of our listeners told me tonight she thought Joshua was going to win. I have no idea who they are. I've never heard them sing, but when we go off the air tonight at 9 o'clock, I'm going to try to watch the last hour and see who goes home with the crown. Amen. So that should be very interesting. But as we said, we do want to encourage you all. Don't forget that here at Pastors ACDC, we do have something new that's coming up, which is going to be our weekly interactive Bible study called Nothing New Under the Sun. And one of the things I did fail to mention is that we want to put all of the shows on YouTube. Amen. So we're going to put all of the shows on YouTube, so you'll be able to go back and watch those shows in their entirety. So we're encouraging everybody to that if you're not able to make it out on Thursday, and I believe our first Nothing New Under the Sun will be on September the 13th. And so we're encouraging everybody that if you're able to come out to the Heart of God Baptist Church, 7100 Chesapeake Road, Suites 205 and 206, right off of 450, right at 450 in Ardmore Road, right behind the Glen Ridge Shopping Center. It's where Heart of God Baptist Church is located, and starting at 7, like we said, they're going to have a meal for you. So if you're coming from work late, you don't even have to go home and cook. You can come and get some food and fellowship and have a good time, and then you can go right into your Bible study. And we're going to start roughly about 8 o'clock, and we're going to go from 8 to maybe about 9:30, 10. So hopefully we won't keep you too long, but if you're able to come and stay, please do. And if you can't stay the whole time, just come and stay for a little bit. But we're encouraging everybody to come on out. And most importantly, don't forget, as we said, we're going to put this on YouTube. So it's going to be there for everybody to watch at their leisure. So if it's something that you missed, if you weren't able to come out, whatever it is, please, ma'am, and please, sir, come on out. Watch it. You definitely have a blessed time. You'll definitely be encouraged. And most importantly, it's just going to be a blessing. It's just going to uplift your hearts, your souls, your minds, and your spirit. And most importantly, we know that the more we study God's Word, the more we begin to know about God. Amen. I remember one of my pastor Murray E. Fowler over at Mary's Missionary Bible Church would always say, how much do we know about God? And we would respond, as much as we know about His Word. So just know that if you don't know God's Word,
you really can't say you know anything about God. So we're encouraging everybody to get involved in the Word, and we're going to make it interactive. You know, we're going to talk about current topics and subjects, and we're going to relate it all to the Word of God. So it won't be what we call a traditional Bible study where we go verse by verse and we're talking about certain things, but we want to make it interactive and get people involved and let them know that, hey, you know, this is something new that we're doing. And we're going to talk about real world issues, current events, current topics. So we're definitely excited about that. And of course, the show will be hosted by Pastor C and his sister, Sister Sheila G, who's the first lady of New Birth Baptist Church. And of course, Pastor William Gregory, who's the pastor of New Birth, is going to be the Bible expert. So he'll be there as well. And of course, it's going to be exciting because we're going to have different forms of ministry. Every week we'll have musical guests, we'll have singing, we'll have mime, we'll have dancing. We're going to have it all. So we're just encouraging everybody that if you're interested in coming out, please do. If you want to participate, please do. Just let us know, and you'll definitely be blessed because of it. So, you know, you got a gift or a talent that you want to showcase, just hit us up on Facebook, hit us up on Twitter. You can call the church, Heart of God Baptist Church. Actually, you can just go to the website, amen, Heart of God. HeartOfGodBC.com, I believe, .org, and you can get the number and all the information there and get in touch with us. Or if you want to hit us up on Facebook, Pastor Zaid, or if you want to hit us up on Twitter, PACDC316, but hit us up and let us know if you might be interested in coming out one Thursday night and ministering to God's people. Amen, amen. So we're definitely encouraging everybody to take full advantage of the opportunity to showcase, and that's what it's about, showcasing your gifts and showcasing your talents, and most importantly, to be a blessing to God's people and also giving God the praise in all things. So we're definitely excited about that as well. So we just thank God, amen, once again for all of our very fine listeners for listening in tonight. We know some of you are multitasking tonight, amen. Listening to us here at Pastors ACDC and watching Sunday's Best at the same time. So we thank God for you as well. Amen, amen. But as we move into the last few minutes of tonight's show, we do, tonight we have been, of course, talking about this being Voter Registration Month for the month of September. So we, like we've been saying, we are encouraging, and we're challenging churches out here that if you got members in your church that you know are not registered to vote, have a voter registration drive at your church. It can be done, you know, but we want to make sure that everybody in this upcoming 2012 election, everybody gets out there, that their voice is heard, and nobody has any excuse or any reason why they can't vote other than they choose not to vote. So we're making sure that everybody gets out there and votes and make sure that it happens, amen. So we're encouraging everybody, please, ma'am, please, sir, do what you need to do to get registered to vote. If you don't know where to go, please, you can check out the website vote.gov. And tell you all the information you need. Go to your local library. We know tomorrow is a holiday. I'm not sure if the Department of Motor Vehicles is open, but that's also a place where you can get registered to vote. If you don't have proper ID or identification, please get that. Get a state-issued ID. If you don't have a driver's license, you can go to your local motor vehicle, and all you need is a Social Security card, and your birth certificate, and I believe for maybe like $15, $20, they'll be able to take care of that and give you a state-issued ID, because many states are now requiring that you do have ID before you are able to vote. So, you know, we know that many things are changing. Many of the requirements are changing, but we don't want to discourage, amen, we don't want to discourage anybody from voting because some of the requirements have changed. But we want everybody to just do what you need to do.
because as I've been saying all night, too many people have died. Too many people have been beaten, have shed blood, sweat, tears, all of that, just for the right for us as citizens of this country, especially those of us who are in the minority, to be able to walk into a voting booth and to be able to vote, and most importantly, to know that our vote will count and our vote will be heard and our vote will make a difference. So please, ma'am, please, sir, take full advantage of the opportunity to vote. Nobody should have any excuse under the moon as to why, under the sun, as to why they didn't participate in this upcoming election. Amen. If you can't get there, they got early bird voting. You can also do the out-of-town ballots as well. I'm missing exactly what it's called, but you can do all of those different things so nobody has any excuses. We know the lines are going to be long. You just got to be patient. Got to be patient. You know, they're probably going to ask you for some different types of information, but just be patient. Just be patient, you know, because we know it. Sometimes it can be a long process, but you know what? We don't want that process to deter anybody from going out here and making their vote count, because at the end of the day, we want our voices to be heard. And so sometimes, you know, we just got to just practice that patience, do what we need to do. Just make sure that our voices are heard, that we show up and we show out and let people know that we didn't stay home, but that we definitely want to make a difference in this upcoming election. Just how we were all excited in 2008 when Obama was running, and the excitement of putting the first African-American president in office. We want everybody to have that same enthusiasm, you know, but make sure this time that we're not just voting for a popularity contest, but that we're voting to make a difference, okay? Know who the candidates are. Be well abreast on what the issues are. Like we've been saying all night, there's so many issues on the table. We got health care. We got child care. We got same-sex marriages. We got casino issues here in the state of Maryland. So we got so many things that are going on. Of course, education is still a big one. You know, we know health care, child care, women's rights. We know all of these things are big. So we want to make sure that we're well abreast as to what's going on. And don't think for 1 minute that your vote doesn't make a difference, because it surely does. And we want to make sure that everybody gets out there, gets registered to vote, and most importantly, get all of your information, know everything that you need before you go to vote on that first Tuesday in November, and make it happen, because that's what it's all about. We want to make sure that it happens, because the more we know about what's going on, the better off we will be when we walk into that voters' booth in November. Don't go up there being ignorant of the information and the facts and the issues, but make sure you know exactly what's going on and how not only is it going to affect you, how it's going to affect your children, how it's going to affect your grandchildren, how can it affect your community as far as your schools and your resources and just everything. I mean, because we don't realize oftentimes how we vote on issues will affect us in the long run. It affects our tax. It could affect our health care coverage, everything. So make sure that we are abreast as to what is going on. Be knowledgeable. Don't just make it a Democratic and a Republican thing. Don't just make it an Obama and a Mitt Romney thing. Don't make it a black and white thing. Don't make it any of that, because at the end of the day, that's not what it's about. It's about making sure that we as a whole, the entire country, from the poorest to the richest, that we all are having our needs met, that nobody is being left out, that nobody's being disenfranchised, that nobody's being bamboozled or brainwashed or being deceived, but that everybody is being taken care of and that everybody's needs are being met at the end of the day. So that's what we want. We don't want the rich to keep getting richer and the poor to be getting poor. That's not what it's about. We're about making sure that this country remains a country where opportunities and freedoms and rights and privileges remain for all, and everybody will have an opportunity to better themselves, and that they will not, you know, be disenfranchised or taken advantage of because of their socioeconomic status or because of the color of their skin or who their political party affiliation is. But we want to be making sure that everybody is taken care of. Please know who your candidates are. Get a good background check on them. Know their resume. Know their track history. Know all of those things that they've done, because at the end of the day, we want to make sure that we're putting people in office that are designed to represent us. Represent us, not hurt us. Have our best interests at heart and not their own personal hidden agendas. That's what it's about. We continue as a people to be ignorant of the facts, ignorant of the candidates, and we continue to put people in office who don't represent us, who don't meet our needs, and who don't take care of us. So we want to make sure that we're doing exactly what we need to do. So, ladies and gentlemen, with all of that being said, once again, we do want to thank you all for your continued support of us here at Blog Talk Radio /PassesAIDS CDC. And, of course, don't forget, once we go off the air tonight, that you can listen to tonight's show in its entirety. Just log back into Blog Talk Radio /PassesAIDS CDC and go to the On Demand section and listen to tonight's episode as well as all of our other episodes on demand. We hope that you all have enjoyed tonight's show. Despite our few technical difficulties, we were able to maintain, and we do thank God for that. And, of course, we do give all of these resources for the sole purpose of making you all be connected. Amen. These resources are designed to connect you and help for the well-being of society. So once again, as we say, get out there, get somebody registered to vote. Tomorrow's a good day. Vote.gov, library, DMV, get your ID, know the candidates, know the issues. So as we say, now that you've got the resources, get connected. God bless you. Good night, and Red B's ready to go watch Sunday's Best. Take care. See you Friday. Amen.